All right, good morning, everybody. Thank you for coming. Thank you to the Marilyses for sponsoring the donuts. I usually go through a shiloh that came up in Israel, question that came up in Israel. A few weeks ago, something interesting happened to me. I don't think it happens every day, but it's a halacha that you guys should know, and it's a bit of an odd case. So I figured I'd share it with you. On Yom Ha'atzma'ut, I came into the shul office, and I found that I and Rabbi Broth, who's the rabbinic intern, had both gotten packages in the mail. I opened up the package, and it was from the Hope of Israel Foundation. They had sent both me and Rabbi Broth prophecy editions of the New Testament. Started thumbing through it. It's all Hebrew and English versions of the New Testament. The last page, though, and these are the copies of it, is from Yeshayahu. It's one of the favorite chapters of Yeshayahu. And as you can see, it's in Hebrew, which includes Hashem's name, Yud, then a Hey, then a Vav, then a Hey. So the rest of the book is pretty easy. What I can do with it, I can dispose of it. What do I do with this page? So there's a couple of options. What are some of the options of what can I do with this page?
Now, can you back up a little bit? I think you're making an assumption.
Okay.
That young people understand why that was sent to you.
Right. Okay. So yeah, they're included with the copy of the New Testament was a letter encouraging me to reach out to them to embrace their faith and to send them donations if I wanted to learn more. In terms of what to do with it, there's two major options that I have. What could I do with them?
Tear the page out.
Shemos.
Right, so I tore the page out. Yeah, so one is to put it in Shemos, just like when we have a Sefer Torah or a Siddur or something else with Hashem's name in it that has Kedusha, we're supposed to bury it as a sign of respect. What's the other option that I could do?
Shred it.
Yeah, I could shred it. I could dispose of it. So. Right, or add it to my log bomb or fire. So what do you think I should do with it?
Burn it.
You say burn it. Anybody agree with that?
What is
you say? So you say you disagree. You say Shemos. Why would you disagree?
Well, this is part of the Torah, right?
Yeah.
A specific page.
Yeah, this is from Yeshayahu. It's part of Nach.
It has a
so you say this is no different than any other page. If I would pull out an art scroll Tanakh or a page from Yeshayahu, this is exactly the same thing. So it should be Shemos.
Does it depend on whether we think that it's being used for Avodah Zarah or not?
So that's the real question. So the Gemara says that a Sefer Torah that is written by a min. Now, a min is a very technical term. Does anybody know what min colloquially means? Min colloquially means a heretic. So not every person that doesn't believe in Hashem is a heretic. But for our purposes, let's say that the people that made this or the organization that stands behind this would fall into that category. So the Gemara says that a Sefer Torah that was written by a min needs to be destroyed. It's a mitzvah to destroy it. You could burn it, you could throw it out. Whatever it is, it needs to be destroyed. A Sefer Torah that's written by a regular Jew, you can't destroy it, it needs to be buried. So that's a difference. So is this identical to the case of a Sefer Torah or a book of Tanakh that was written by a min? So in what way is it different?
It was part of the propaganda.
Right.
So that's the fundamental problem. It wasn't really meant for a Jew to use as we regularly use it.
Right, so you're saying that it's very similar. Just like a min, like a heretic who writes a Sefer Torah is for Avodah Zarah purposes, this is also for propaganda purposes. Anybody think of a reason why it would be different, though?
It's a copy.
Right, so you say it was a copy.
Yeah, it's a copy. So anybody can write a copy. It's but this, he didn't really write it.
So
people believe in some kind of a version of...
Okay, so there's a couple of reasons why it might be different. The first is like what Oscar said, which is that this is not writing, or maybe it's not writing. This is just somebody typed it on a computer. and then printed it out using a printer. So maybe printing is not the same as handwriting. So that's a huge debate, goes back many hundreds of years. That's one potential difference. There's another potential difference, which you alluded to, which is that aside from the fact that maybe these people don't necessarily fit into the halachic category of a min, I don't know who printed this. I don't know who actually typed it or who printed the pushed the print button. I know who financed it. I know who bought it. But I don't know who printed it. It could be some random person who has no, who doesn't really care about the purpose of it or what it's being used for. They just want to make a couple of bucks for their printing company.
It was not written by, it was not by a Jew.
You don't even know that.
Promulgated by a Jew.
You don't even know that.
Right, so I have no idea. It might be that they're Jewish, it might be that they're not Jewish, and it might not even matter because they might not even have in mind to be writing it for Avodah Zarah purposes. It might just be that, again, they got a contract and they're filling it out. They might not even believe in any God. And then that they would not fall into that category. So there are some similarities and some differences. And so I asked different Rebbeim, and apparently it's a big machlokas, that some people say that because there are so many uncertainties that we don't know, out of a suffix, out of a concern, we should bury it. There are other people, though, I asked most of the Rebbeim in YU, and they shared this opinion, that no, it's safe to say that because oftentimes these organizations are very, very robust and very self-contained, we can assume that it was printed for this explicit purpose in addition to being financed by it. And moreover, Rav Schechter is of the opinion that it's actually usher to put in shamos things that don't belong there, which makes a lot of sense if you think about it.
Right.
Because there's nothing inherently reverent about burying something. It's that you're giving it a special type of burial. If you bury something with garbage, you're not treating it respectfully. So if you bury shamos with things that aren't supposed to be buried in shamos, then it's no different than just a landfill. So Rav Schechter says you do have to be very careful about only putting things into shamos that really belong there. And so for that reason, I was told by multiple Rebbeim that you should just throw this out. That this has no kedusha whatsoever. Maybe because even printing is not the same as handwriting, and so there's no kedusha here. And also because presumably the people that wrote this wrote it and printed it for the purposes that are not aligned with what we believe in, and therefore it has no kedusha and it should be thrown out for that reason. So that's what I'm going to do in a few minutes, if you want to take a look at it beforehand. But aside from that halacha, what I want to bring out is that writing the name of Hashem is not something magical. That if somebody writes the name of Hashem, nothing magical happens. It doesn't have kedusha. It depends who writes it and why they write it. Your intention matters when you do something with writing a Sefer Torah, with using the name of Hashem, it matters. And if a Jew writes it, it has kedusha, and I have to bury it. I have to treat it with so much respect. I kiss it. But when it's written by somebody for nefarious purposes, it's not just that it's bad. There is no kedusha here whatsoever. And we should appreciate the power of our intentions when we do things like that. Have a wonderful day.